Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, long-term exposure to pollution from solid fuels increases the risk of poor mental health. That's according to a new ESRI study. We're joined by Professor Anne Nolan now, Research Professor with the ESRI. Anne, talk us through what you found.
Morning. So, yeah, we looked at long-term exposure to a particular type of air pollution, which is called PM2.5. So these are really small particles that can penetrate, you know, right into your lungs and cause all sorts of health issues, including poor mental health. So we had data from the Irish Longitudinal Study on Aging, TILDA. We have data there on the respondents on their mental health. And we linked that to annual levels of air pollution over a 17-year period. And we found that people who were living in areas that had higher levels of this type of air pollution, they had higher levels of depression and also anxiety.
Do we know for a fact that those higher levels of depression and anxiety come from the pollution from the fuel, or could there be other factors at play?
Yeah, so there obviously could be other factors at play. So, you know, it could be due to sort of housing conditions or sort of socioeconomic circumstances of those individuals as well. But we could take that into account in the study. So we kind of stripped out the effect of other potential factors that might lead you to have higher depression or anxiety. So what we found was that, you know, even when you take those factors into account, living in these areas with higher levels of air pollution was associated with poorer mental health.
Okay, so when people say, I love my fire, it's so atmospheric, it's cozy, it's warm, is your response, yeah, but it's really bad for your health?
Yeah, so I suppose this was the data that we had was generally on outdoor levels of air pollution. But obviously, if you're burning, you know, a fire inside, that can lead to levels of indoor air pollution as well, which is really bad for your health. We do have new regulations now that are in place since the end of 2022. So we have a nationwide ban on burning smoky coal and also wet wood. So the data that we had is before these regulations came into place. So I think it'll be really interesting to look at the effect of those regulations and whether we do see reductions in air pollution and then consequently, hopefully, improvements in people's health.
Final question, and feel free to not answer this if you feel it's probably outside your bailiwick in the ESRI, but it's 20 years since the smoking ban and we now look back and say, God, you remember you used to be able to smoke in bars. Do you think in 20 years time we'll look back and go, remember we used to have fires in our homes and nobody does that anymore, it was so bad for you?
Yeah, so I think like overall the evidence is really pointing to the fact that any type of air pollution and really low levels of air pollution is bad for our health. So I'll give you an example. The World Health Organization set sort of limits for what are considered safe levels of air pollution. And those levels have been coming down and down and down over recent decades. So now, like the levels that they set in relation to this type of air pollution that we're looking at, most monitoring stations in Ireland would be exceeding these levels. So it just shows you, I think, that, you know, what's considered acceptable now or what was considered acceptable in the past is not now in relation to air pollution.
Professor Anne Nolan from the ESRI, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.